This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lin. Jews around the globe are celebrating Sukkot. The holiday honors the richness of the harvest season. For the next week, many families will gather to enjoy meals and other activities under a temporary outdoor shelter known as a sukkah. Some are the size of small sheds, while others are quite large, like the one I saw this week on the grounds of Temple Adith Israel in Marion Station. Congregant Todd Shinofsky is no stranger to clanking couplings.
I am the chief builder of anything that requires building on a volunteer basis. We've gone through many different iterations of sukkahs. Some we actually custom built ourselves out of heavy lumber.
But this time around, they're going tubular.
It's pre-manufactured by a company somewhere in Carolina, North, South Carolina, one of the Carolinas. Couplers, connectors, it's a big erector set. Basically, don't tighten them yet. Okay, we'll need them loose until we get around to them.
Prefab or not, it takes a village to raise this sukkah that's designed to accommodate 250 people. Shinofsky's team of volunteers commit a good part of the day to lay out the components, fit them together, and get the framing up. Once that's done,
we have to put the roof on, and the roof is what really makes the sukkah the sukkah. The frame can be anything, but the roof has to be made from living materials and can't be very far removed from living materials.
Things like bamboo and evergreen boughs that have to be arranged sparsely. The idea is to be able to see the stars and leave room for the adornments of the decorating committee.
No, I want to hang.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's hang it.
Dads, moms, kids tie plastic fruits and flowers from the ceiling. Mike Ober helps his daughter and son twist leafy garland around support poles, all the while mindful of the history behind this tradition.
So we're telling the story of when the Jews were in the desert and they had to live in these huts. And so we're commemorating that time. Over there, that's right.
The biggest part of Sukkot is today and tomorrow, when many Jews attend services and abstain from work. Most view the holiday as one of the happiest of the year and look forward to cool nights communing with friends and family under a sukkah-filtered sky.
Do you want to build a sukkah? Come on, let's go and play. We don't need four walls anymore. Let's open up a door, let's finish it today. We all have each other, and it's hard.